For those of you that are new to All Sports Best, we'd like to welcome you and thank you for listening. As we've switched our podcast platform from SoundCloud over to Podbean, it's still available on iTunes, and you can go to SoundCloud to listen to this as well. The Wizards District Gaming, one of their management members, was able to actually take an interview here with us and explain to us just what they do and in paying their players for esports. And they're actually associated directly with the Washington Wizards, amongst other teams in the DC area. They are located in Washington, DC. And we were really excited to have Grant Paranjape. He said that, you know, he didn't mind if I butchered that a little bit. I'm sorry if I did, but I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to the podcast itself. So I want to say thank you guys for listening once again, and let's hit it. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you turn the volume all the way up and you're seated, because you're about to listen to the best radio show in all of New Mexico. This is All Sports Best with your hosts, Trey and Ruben. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest edition of All Sports Best Radio. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and I have a very special guest on. His name is Grant Paranjape, and he has a big part in the Wizards District Gaming, and I'm still trying to wrap my head all around this, so I'm going to ask you questions. You're going to have to explain it to me, but esports is the very root of this company, and I'm going to have to let you take it over from there. But how are you doing today?
Yeah, no, I'm doing, you know, really well, and, you know, excited to be on the show with you today. You know, I think for you know, your readers and listeners, you know, this is a great opportunity to kind of introduce them to something that is, you know, quickly becoming a really, you know, huge thing. So for those of you who aren't familiar, you know, I'm kind of the director of esports for Monumental Sports and Entertainment. We're a company based on Washington, D.C. that owns and operates a number of the local sports franchises here. So the Washington Wizards, as the NBA team, the Washington Capitals, the NHL team, the WNBA team, the Washington Mystics, two arena football teams, the Washington Valor and the Baltimore Brigade, and then a new G League team, the Capital City Go-Go. On top of that, we are one of 17 NBA teams who raised their hands to participate in the inaugural season of the NBA 2K League. And as part of that, we are launching a professional NBA 2K team called Wizards District Gaming. So that is kind of our newest franchise to the MSC family. And really, you know, we couldn't be more excited to be participating in this league.
So you guys, and I'm going to see if we can explain this a little bit further, are actually part of the Wizards, the Washington Wizards basketball team, and they are basically kind of getting behind you on this whole league as well.
Yeah, so it's all one large company, right? Monumental Sports and Entertainment owns all of the teams.
Oh, wow, okay.
Wizards, the Caps. So it's not even that the Wizards alone are kind of, you know, putting themselves behind this initiative. It's really the entire company, right? You know, we've had support from the Caps, we've had support from our other franchises, and it's really, you know, just kind of an entire organization that is working to launch this latest team in Wizards District Gaming.
Do you guys host tournaments as well?
So we don't actually, you know, host any specific tournaments as part of the 2K League. Kind of the season will kick off in May. That's all, you know, kind of all the events and regular season matches are hosted by NBA 2K League. They're the ones producing the events. They're producing the show. You know, they're ultimately the ones, you know, administering kind of all the events there. So we'll just be mostly responsible for owning and operating the team, you know, developing the practice space, the housing, and then, you know, ultimately, if we decide to do events, there'll be more community events. So okay. For anyone who's local in D.C., you know, we just hosted an event at the Microsoft Store at Pentagon City. It was a lot of fun last Sunday. You know, we had about 250 people come out and just, you know, socially play NBA 2K. So it's more kind of that style of event that we'd be looking to do as different ways to activate with the community.
Awesome. I have students, I have listeners, and a bunch of friends of mine that were wondering, because obviously that lifestyle just sounds amazing, how do you qualify to become a professional, you know, representative?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think, you know, depending on what title you're looking to get into, there's different ways to qualify, right? So, you know, there's a, you know, if you're trying to be a professional League of Legends player, that road looks very different than if you're trying to play in our league and ultimately, you know, be a professional NBA 2K player. So beginning, you know, January 1st, so we're about 18 days already into the process, anyone out there with a copy of NBA 2K18 for Xbox or PS4 is able to qualify by getting 50 Pro-Am wins in the game.
Wow.
So for those, you know, who play NBA 2K18, you know, you load up the game, you go into the online My Career mode, and with your My Player, you have to get 50 wins on either, you know, either with randoms and walk-on, team Pro-Am, doesn't matter as long as you get to that 50 win mark before January 31st.
Wow.
In addition to that, there's going to be a kind of an application and kind of a form released later in January that you'll also have to fill out. And then the only other requirement is being 18 years or older before or on January 31st of this year. So those are kind of the first stage of tryouts. And really, you know, this is open to anyone who has an Xbox or PS4 and has a copy of NBA 2K18. So completely international, completely global. Anyone out there who's looking to play in this league really has an opportunity to get involved. From there, we move to February, which is, you know, we're calling the NBA 2K League Combine. So very similar to the NBA Combine. Anybody who qualifies in January and, you know, successfully gets their 50 wins and fills out the form,
right,
moves into the Combine in February. So this is where the NBA and Take-Two Interactive are going to use a lot of, you know, statistical analysis and, you know, data gathering and a number of challenges to basically rank and evaluate all of the players who moved on from January. Ultimately, with the goal being to create a draft pool in March of around 85 to 250 players. And then later that month, our 17 teams will select our 5 players from that draft pool. So that is kind of the process. So anyone out there who's a hopeful, I hope you're getting your 50 wins, and you know, hopefully we'll see you in February.
Is there an age limit associated?
So there's no age ceiling, right? I think, you know, we'll likely see some older individuals, you know, 25 to 35, who definitely, you know, get their 50 wins in January and probably can be pretty competitive in February. The only kind of age requirement is that you're 18 or older by January 31st or on January 31st of this year.
Okay, very, very cool. I mean, it's very interesting to figure all this out and really kind of get an understanding for how to become an NBA 2K professional player and get paid. Do you guys set salaries for these players? Do they get paid by the win? How does it work salary-wise?
Sure. Yep. It's a great question. So the exact details on salaries haven't been disclosed yet. What we can say is they're very competitive for other esports titles out there. So you can imagine, you know, Call of Duty professionals, Halo professionals, you know, a lot of other scenes have been around for a lot longer and have kind of set salary expectations. The 2K League salary is very in line with what a lot of the other titles are kind of paying. And ultimately, those salaries are set by the NBA 2K League. So it's a league-wide salary. All players will kind of receive the same base salary. And then really, teams have an opportunity to, you know, kind of shine in you know, regular season tournaments. So the season runs May until about the end of August, early September. And kind of interjecting the regular play that happens every week, there will be kind of league-wide tournaments with a prize pool that, you know, if players win, you know, obviously they have a chance to, you know, take home some extra money as compared to their peers. So that's
cool.
That's kind of how the money system works, but you know, it's definitely a very competitive but you know, rewarding thing to be an NBA 2K player.
Okay, so there's one thing to have personalized gear, shirts, hats, you know, the whole nine yards when it comes to things that you can wear and kind of show off to represent that league or the team, I'm sorry. And so that's one thing. But I saw on social media, on your Twitter account, that you guys actually had a court personalized and customized to look as though it would be your home court. How did you guys do that?
Yeah, so I think, you know, one of the most exciting things about NBA 2K as a game, right, just as the retail copy of the game, is that they have the ability to edit courts in the game. So we were able to kind of upload our assets in terms of, you know, our logo, name, branding, into the game itself, and it's, you know, completely public. Anyone out there with a copy of the game can you know, download the images and play with them on their own court. So it's kind of a really cool way for the community to get behind the brand and really ultimately, you know, design what they hope the future court will look like. Much further down the road, once the regular season starts, we'll actually design kind of our official court that our team will be playing on. But for right now, it's, you know, very, I mean, it'll be very similar. But for right now, I think this is more, you know, a fun way for the community to get involved and ultimately, you know, see what their future court might look like.
For sure. You guys have about, I want to say, 7,000 plus followers on Twitter. You're verified. How did you guys get to the point of verification so quickly?
Yeah, so I think, you know, verification in esports is always a tricky thing. I think you've seen Twitter be very helpful in working with a number of the different leagues in verifying players and accounts, right? So this was not an initiative that our team undertook here to, you know, get verified or anything. It was kind of a league-wide initiative, and in their kind of conversations with Twitter, that was something that they were able to facilitate. So that's really how that came about. I think, you know, the social growth and, you know, our number of followers really just has to do with, you know, how engaged we are with fans of the game and fans of our brand. So, you know, whether that's, you know, liking their scoreboards or, you know, hosting their content and doing giveaways, I feel like we've been doing a really good job of that and have been rewarded with a pretty loyal following in a very short amount of time. So hoping to see that continue, and really that's that was all there was to it.
Okay, all right. Well, that's pretty cool because, I mean, you know, as that's kind of one of the goals that we set this year was to become verified for the podcast and radio show. Eventually, so maybe we can get to the point where you guys are at, and I think that's awesome. Have you met any of the professional athletes on these teams because of your job?
Yeah, so that's always a fun question. I will say they are, you know, always very very busy people, and they have their own, you know, practice schedules and whatnot. I think, you know, we host Media Day here at our arena. I had a chance to, you know, meet a few of the Wizards players who are all, you know, mostly fans of 2K themselves, which was very exciting. You know, we set up a PlayStation for them to play on, and, you know, in between photo shoots, they were playing and chatting 2K. So I have had the opportunity to meet a couple. I'm sure, you know, the longer I'm here, the more I'll run into.
Right. And would you say, like, the biggest names on the team, maybe, you know, a John Wall, or Kelly Oubre, Bradley Beal, have you met any of them?
So I haven't met John or Brad. I have met Kelly. He's a great guy, and, you know, there's a number of others. I'm sure it'll happen sooner rather than later.
Right, absolutely. And one of my last questions for you is that your logo is for the Wizards District Gaming is a W with three stars on top. Is there a meaning behind the three stars in your logo?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty cool backstory. So, you know, the logo has been something we've been working on for, you know, we worked on for many months before revealing it. You know, we partnered with an agency called Rare Design, who actually worked on all 17 teams' logos. For ours in particular, you know, the district has so much meaning to, you know, our company and our team. So, you know, we wanted to pay tribute to the DMV as a whole, right? So each star, you know, one representing the district, one representing Maryland, one representing Virginia, you know, and really, you know, paying tribute to actually the city flag of D.C. even. So there's a couple of meanings all hidden in there, you know, really paying tribute to kind of the community that we are a part of and want to be a part of for the foreseeable future. On top of that, you know, we even added, you know, the cutouts of the W are, you know, kind of shaped in, like the Washington Monument. So, again, just paying, you know, a nice little tribute to the, you know, one of the nation's treasures and also, you know, to our name as Monumental Sports and Entertainment. So, there's a lot that went into the logo. And I think, you know, one of the best parts it really works well on, you know, on merchandise, on print, on pretty much anywhere. And I think anyone, even if they're not a fan of esports or the team yet, can definitely appreciate kind of the thought and really the beauty of the logo.
Definitely. It's very easy to look at. So I think something that you can really get behind.
Exactly. As
far as advice to gamers, this is going to be my last question for you today. Grant, what would be your advice to gamers that are, you know, aspiring to make a team like this or, you know, excel in the gaming community?
Yeah, it's a big question. I don't know if I can distill all the advice in it.
Right. No, I got you.
The last few minutes we have here, but a few different points that I like to make, right? So to be a player, you know, whether it's for NBA 2K League, for League of Legends, Counter-Strike, you know, you have to really be passionate about the game, right? Be willing to play it for, you know, 9 to 12 hours a day. And if that's not something that you see yourself committing to, you know, for multiple years on end, you know, that's probably not the future path for you. I would also say, you know, it doesn't hurt to, you know, explore being a professional player while also staying in school, right? I think, you know, I was never on a path to being involved in esports. I had, you know, a background in neuroscience. You know, I was a pre-med student and ultimately got my MBA. But, you know, definitely having a solid backup plan and, you know, kind of another path was always something that I was, you know, was really important to me. And I think, you know, ultimately made it possible for me to get into esports in the end. And then lastly, you know, if you're looking to kind of work in the industry or kind of be on that side of things, really, you know, it's all about volunteering, right? You know, volunteer, work for an endemic team, show that you're passionate about it, show that you want to get experience, you know, and really just kind of find a way to get involved. I think there's a lot of teams out there who could use help and you know, use some creative ideas from other folks. So find a way to kind of make your mark on the industry and then go from there. But hopefully that helps. And, you know, I think, you know, I'm always happy to answer questions. So, you know, really don't hesitate to reach out.
Well, thank you very much, Grant, for being on the show. We appreciate having you. And we wish you guys the very best of luck in the future with everything that you do.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.